Call from the Dáil on Kerry Today with John Downing.
John, good morning to you. And I have to start about this new opinion poll for Galway West for the by-election coming up there on May 22nd, which is this day 2 weeks, actually. The Irish Times, TG Cahir, Ipsos BNA poll suggests the Fine Gael former government chief whip, Sean Kine, is the early frontrunner on 17%, followed then by Independent Ireland's Noel Thomas on 16%, and then in third place, Labour councillor Helen Ogbu, who's on 12%. What are your thoughts? And I know, like, it's a small sample as well. It's only around 500, I think, people who are surveyed in a telephone poll. So there has to be a caveat attached to it as well, of course.
Yeah, I was listening to the head of news and current affairs on TG Cahir, Dáithí Do Mhúra, from Dunchain in West Kerry early this morning, and he was. TG Cahir very often do polls, but they tend to do them early and things change. As you say, there's still a fortnight to go, but it is a very interesting poll. In the first place, governments don't win by elections, so it is a tribute to Sean Kine, as you say, a former junior minister and now a senator, who's battling there a long time, very well-known figure, very dogged and committed politician. It is a tribute to him, since governments don't win by elections, that he is the leader. I know that the Fine Gael headquarters in Dublin are putting an awful lot into it, and Sean Kine himself is a great campaigner. So it is interesting to see him. It's also interesting to see Helen Ogbu, a Nigerian, the first person of colour to be elected to Galway City Council, to see her well placed. And maybe if this so-called left pact, which remember, if it's going to happen at all, where the left-wing parties kind of stick together and transfer coherently, recalling that this by-election is happening because Catherine Connolly was elected largely on the cooperation between parties of the left. So if it is going to happen, if she does emerge as the front runner, she could be the beneficiary of any such left-wing transfer pact. I think eventually this one, no harm to Sean Kine. I know him personally, and he deserves his success just based on sheer hard work. But it's more likely to go to a dissident, a non-government, leftist candidate, it could be Helen Ogbu.
Okay, and let's go through the rest of the performances of the other candidates running. The Social Democrats, 9%, Fianna Fáil, 8%, Independent, another Independent, Mike Cubbard, 7%, the Sinn Féin candidates on 7%, the Green Party's on 6%, and another Independent, Thomas Welby's on 6%, and then the President Connolly's former campaign manager, Sheila Garrity, is on just 3% in the poll. And it might suggest that, well, obviously that would indicate, and if it's borne out on the day, and of course, you know, it's a relatively small sample, 500 people polled, but if that is the case, that Catherine Connolly's former campaign manager is only polling 3%, it would suggest that Catherine Connolly's vote in the presidential election came from many directions, including from her former the president's former vote, I should say, in Galway West when she was a TD, that it's going in many different directions, including to her former party, Labour, which she left around 20 years ago now, I think.
Yeah, about 2014, I seem to think. Yeah. Even earlier than that. Sorry, that date eludes me. But yes, it is interesting. Sheila Garrity, who kind of used to mind the shop locally for Catherine Connolly, she's not a well-known figure, and it's difficult for her to get the profile. It is interesting. A couple of things leap out there. The first is that Fianna Fáil, Cillian Keane, is well down the field. Also, The Sinn Féin candidate, Mark Lohan, they're in difficulty. They're going to have to pull out the stops. I mean, the point, Sinn Féin are under pressure in these two by-elections in Dublin Central and in Galway West. Basically, you'd have to say, if Sinn Féin are going to be real about winning are about leading the next coalition of left-wing parties, or who knows, maybe even with Fianna Fáil in government, they're going to have to start picking up second seats. And Galway West and Dublin Central, which, by the way, is Mary Lou MacDonald's constituency.
And we'll talk about that as well, yeah.
Yeah, so that puts a personal element in Dublin Central. But Mark Lohan, Sinn Féin, it strikes me, in Galway West, have made a number of errors. One of them was that they overstated his competence in the Irish language. Now, I would argue that Irish Gaeilge is a factor in Galway West. It always has been. Connemara, South Connemara, the Gaeltacht, generally elects its own TD and has a big influence in electing a second TD. Three of the five elected last time in November 2024 are excellent Irish speakers. Muriel Farrell of Sinn Féin, John Connolly of Fianna Fáil, and of course President Catherine Connolly, all devoted to the Irish language. So it is an issue. And two-thirds of people said whether somebody has Gaeilge or not is somewhat of a factor or a very important factor. Now, one in three say that they don't care one way or the other. So, but I mean, the point is made. Mark Lohan, there was also some dissidents, some not entirely opposition to him, but they weren't enthused about him in the Connemara Gaeltacht. So that's going to, you know, they have a lot to do. I mean, this is not set in stone.
No, and the sample's only 500 as well. As as I've said now ad nauseum, that it is it's quite a smaller sample than the normal numbers that would be polled as well.
They normally go with 1,000 plus.
Could before we go to break, could I just ask you one more thing? Galway West is a mixture of urban, Galway City, and rural areas. If these poll findings are borne out, would it suggest that Fianna Fáil has been a lot more damaged by the fuel protests than Fine Gael?
It does, and you find, you know, a very good showing there for the Independent Ireland candidate, you know, and he very much associated himself with the fuel protests, so that is true.
No,
and the
Thomas.
Other thing, I see great similarities between Galway West and Kerry, also a five-seater. But here's the thing which I thought was very interesting. The number one issue for people living in Galway is roads, the state of the roads, and the dire need for a bypass around Galway City, which has the whole place completely messed up. If you're going to West Galway, coming from other parts of the country, you have to time it so you don't hit rush hour traffic in Galway, mm-hmm. because you'll be sitting for an hour in your car. So it is of great interest.
And out of this, I'll just note that it's interesting that Noel Thomas, who's running for Independent Ireland and who is second in the polls according to this poll from TG Cahir and the Irish Times, he of course was a former Fianna Fáil councillor. Up next, we will have to talk about what's emerging in Britain from the local elections there, and it's been for Nigel Farage is a very, very happy man, judging by what is emerging so far.
Call from the Dáil on Kerry Today with John Downing.
Now, John, we're tight on time, so briefly, if we can, we'll just talk about the results that are coming out from the UK local elections. Reform UK has surged. They've taken council seats from the Labour Party, with Keir Starmer's party hemorrhaging seats as local authorities started declaring overnight. Briefly, a brief overview of the state of play as of now. And also, it's the next British general election is not likely until 3 years from now, given the huge majority that Labour has. But if these numbers are borne out, and of course general elections can be very different to local elections, we could see Nigel Farage as British Prime Minister. And if that were the case, what would that mean for Ireland?
It would be very bad news for Ireland, unless he sort of moderates his stance considerably and goes more mainstream. It would be bad for relations with the European Union, which are very significant, the special trade status of Northern Ireland, which basically took a whole decade to get sorted out after Brexit. We're coming up to the 10th anniversary of Brexit next month. Starmer will be fighting for his political life. As you say, we were talking about this yesterday. I thought we'd have a clearer picture, but it does seem that Nigel Farage's Reform UK has made council gains across England. Now, crucially here, there will be a count into the afternoon. We'll have results from the Home Rule parliaments in Edinburgh and in Cardiff. And we may be looking, and this is quite symbolic, we may be looking at Labour for the first time since its creation and emergence on the political scene a century ago. We may be looking at Labour losing its primary position in Wales. The English, they pay very little attention to Wales, but you'll see they will be today. And there'll be lots of things. You may remember 2017, everybody in England, and I say specifically England, was Googling the Democratic Unionist Party, trying to say to themselves because they held the balance of power following the elections. Well, today they're going to be Googling Plaid Cymru. I hope they can spell it, the Welsh National Party, because they may well emerge. Hopefully, them rather than Reform UK in Wales. The Greens will also be strong in Wales. So that's going to be a huge, huge issue. Starmer is going to be fighting for his life. From an Irish point of view, that is a pity, because his heart was very much in the right place about Irish issues, does actually care about Ireland, does know North and South, and knows quite a bit about it, unlike a lot of British politicians.
And finally, John, you've done a lot of work about the many Kerry connections to the Dublin Central by-election and the characters characters taking part now and characters in the past. We will hold that for another day because we don't have time, and there is plenty of time. It's 2 weeks from now. Finally, public finances, the talk about the big question is, are our public finances being grossly mismanaged? A concern at any time, but particularly now, given the global chaos that's going on.
Yeah, two things came to light yesterday, really. That the first is that the money is still coming in. That's the good news. The trouble is the bulk of it has gone straight out again on day-to-day spending. For the first 4 months of the year to the end of April, public spending has gone up by 9.3%. And the difficulty there is how much of that will be baked in as repeat stuff. We're still hugely dependent on company taxation, corporate revenue. That is one side of it. The other side of it, on the same day, the health services executive announced a recruitment embargo. So there are real questions. And I noticed you have your own bicycle shed in hospital, bicycle shed in Kerry today. So, I mean, there are big questions about could we be getting far better value? Could we be managing our affairs much better? And there is that sinking feeling that we may be heading back to where we were in 2008 in the crash where things fell asunder. That time because of fickle building tax revenues which evaporated. This time we're so dependent on corporate tax revenues that isn't necessarily sustainable or permanent.
Well, on that sobering note, we'll leave it there. John Downey of the Irish Independent, thank you for another excellent and incisive call from the Dáil.